Psalm 26 brings a theme that you'll find often throughout David's teachings and David's writings. Basically, he was looking for a level place, kind of a level, spacious place where he could be everything that God wanted him to be. And that's what we're talking about here. Look down at verse 6. Well, he's just talked about deceitful men, pretenders, evildoers. I'm going to stay away from those people. I'm going to wash my hands in innocence. Why does he need to wash them? Well, he's just like everybody else, but he needs to wash them in the innocence of God. And I will go about your altar, O Lord, because that's where I'm going to do it. And I'm going to proclaim with a voice of thanksgiving and declare all of your wonders. You know, David had an interesting relationship with God. He never built the temple. That ended up being Solomon's job. But he says in verse 8, O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Often as not, David had to find that out in the wilderness. Interesting, isn't it? And then down in verse 12, my foot stands on a level place. In the gatherings, I shall bless the Lord. And, you know, whenever you can be in that level place and whenever you can call out to God and love his altar and want to be around his altar. Now, I'm not talking about a religious altar. I'm talking about the presence of God, which is available, I believe, to everybody who calls upon his name. Selah, my friend.